May you be willing.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Matthew 23:37.
I bless you to believe that your perfect Father himself will purify you all the way through, from the inside out, spirit, soul, and body. He will keep on beautifying you until your heart is healed from all rejection, abandonment, and shame. He will persist until your mind is fully governed by His Spirit. He will continue until your emotions are filled with His peace. He will persevere until His holiness is carried over to your actions. But you have to be willing. How often has the God of peace wanted to instill His peace into your heart, but you were not willing? How often has the perfect Father offered to exchange your understanding for His viewpoint, but you were not willing? How often has God Himself proposed to change your rejection into acceptance, change your abandonment into belongingness, change your unworthiness into excellence? But you were not willing. May you allow the Father of compassion to alleviate your distress and comfort you. May you permit Christ's power to be made perfect in your weakness. May you give permission to the Spirit of Truth to guide you into all truth. May you come to the Father when He draws you. May you be willing. I have found that sometimes I am not willing. I would much rather lean on my own understanding than allow my Father's perspective to rule my mind. But I always pay the price later. Sometimes God pleads with me to hand my pain over, but I hold on to it with all my might. I would much rather hide, run, or blame. It's one of the most difficult things to be willing. But I discipline myself every day, moment by moment, to listen to God's will instead of my own. May you too become willing. I bless you.